A possible case of illegal dumping in the middle of the street made one neighbor very upset, and he ended up chasing the person responsible on Detroit's east side.
With no luck and a big mess on his hand, he called us for help. Tara Edwards tells us what happened after he reached out to 7 Action News.
We first introduced you to Jeff Brown during 7 Action News at 5. He witnessed a man boldly dumping large chunks of wood from a flatbed along Kalsh on Detroit's east side Tuesday in broad daylight. Brown says when he confronted the guy, the man took off. Brown tells us he jumped into action, got into his car, and tracked down the truck. He got a license plate number and called police, but the mess remained on the street and no one had been caught. Taking action for Brown, we did some digging and found Ihor Stakevich, a Warren resident. The truck Brown described parked in the driveway. Wood covered his yard. Stakevich claims he hit a curb and the debris accidentally fell out. It's a little illegal to leave the wood in the street, so what I'm asking is...
You don't have to ask me, and I don't take no orders from no woman, by the way. By the way, I don't take no orders from no women.
Stakevich says he was planning to go back and clean up the wood, but only had $1 worth of gas.
So you were saying that you were going back to clean up the wood?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. I'm Mr. Cleanup. Okay. I'm not Mr. Clean. I'm Mr. Clean Up.
Somebody said
I live in Warren and I'm cleaning up Detroit. Go figure that one out.
But somebody said that they tried to yell at you to come back and you kept going. And
it must have been a woman, and I don't listen to women yelling. I tell them to shut up.
While he was quite offensive with his answers, Stakevich maintains he just wants to help people remove chunks of wood from their property.
I lift them all by myself with nobody else's help. Old guys, disabled guys, black guys, white guys, Polish guys, Ukrainian guys, and guys from Mars also.
From Mars?
From Mars. Yeah, that's where I'm from, Mars.
And police are investigating what exactly happened out here and whether Stakevich is responsible or whether he'll face any charges. On Detroit's east side, Tara Edwards, 7 Action News.